You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Funk Friday. Final hour for us of the week. Thanks for being with us. As always, we appreciate it. Final hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes from right now. You, of course, know what that is. It means that the Falcons are playing a preseason football game tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pre-game at 5, kickoff at 7. Falcons and Lions. It all starts tonight. Smoke and Joe Patrick will join us in 20 minutes. He'll be there in the building as Falcons insider. We'll get his thoughts, some last-minute things to look for before tonight's game, and then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as well.
Taking another one off the school bunk. Taking another one to college. Moving baby girl in tomorrow,
right,
man. Yeah.
Right. Whew. Yeah.
Yeah, dog. I was just thinking about it. I was like, damn.
Yeah, that's different.
It's different, man.
Yeah, that's different.
It's different, but I'm proud of her. But I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Another one going off the college.
That one's
That one they're going to touch.
Yeah. You love all of them.
Yeah, but they.
What, I don't know. Everybody does. Not everybody says equal, whatever, but whatever.
Yeah.
You love all of them. Yeah. You've had college kids before. Yeah. This is a baby girl.
Yeah, I know, man.
And she's going to Georgia.
Yeah. Yeah, dog. Man. So yeah, so okay, we got a nice dinner.
I can't believe I didn't cry on Monday.
Yeah.
If you don't cry tomorrow, I'll be shocked.
It's like, I swear to you, she's I only cried when she was born. All the boys like, come on, dog.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, come on, dog. Come on, dog. Let's hear the thing up so we can get to manhood.
Yeah, the minute I saw Lily, I was just.
Yeah, with her, yeah. I daddy cried when she was
And they
born.
Told me Jack was a boy. I was like, do some push-ups.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. But yeah.
Get some protein in him.
Moving baby girl in the school.
That's
tomorrow.
So cool. And congratulations to her. What an awesome kid.
So excited. And then my boy got his first, it's a scrimmage game tomorrow. So they sent the schedule, sent it to his mama. She prints it out. So he takes a picture of the schedule, TikToks it with some Jeezy in the media.
Hell yeah. Like, that's awesome.
He took a picture, put it on TikTok with the music behind it with some Jeezy, put it on or something like that.
Yeah.
I was like, this dude. I just relax, man. No, he's so dude.
God, I'm fired up. At least he picked Jeezy.
He's so ready to all day long. All we do is go over defensive lineman alignment. Daddy, I'm in the five, right? Yeah, four. All right, I'm slanting out, slanting in.
Man.
Like, okay, all right. And walks by all day. And he's called Dan Quinn. Him, you said all the time, shovel through snow with your arms when you tackle. That's all he does all day throughout the house. Is either me. Or is his mama? He got damn Nico the other day. Like, he just walks around and form tackles every damn body all day long. Like, this dude is so ready to tackle somebody.
Please tell him next time he sees me not to do that.
He's going to do it.
Because he could absolutely put me on my back.
He does that all day through the house, just form tackling. All day. Form tackle, man. So, yeah, it's going to be a long Saturday, but it's going to be a fun Saturday.
Look, I don't know. You don't want to put too much expectation on anybody or anything like that.
He just picked up so fast.
He loves it.
Yes.
He's like, you know, you can tell he's going to be a big dude. Yeah. Like, he's already a big kid, and he's a total, like, he's obsessed with it.
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, he obsessed
it's
with
it. It's a good
it,
combo.
It's going to be the combo. The combo now is because first week of school, no homework or nothing, but the combo going to be school working.
Right, we got to do that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we got to do this, too.
Yeah, you're in the five, but how's that math
Yeah, we got
coming?
Exactly. I know you know where a five technique is, but you didn't know what this five, number five on this math quiz is right
Speaking
now.
Speaking of form tackles, Lily got jacked this morning. It was a rough morning. I don't know. Like, all week's been fine. First week of kindergarten and all that, and getting up a little earlier and having to be there by a specific time and all. It was totally fine. But today, for whatever reason, she didn't want to get dressed, and he was already dressed, and I don't know, he took her shoe or something. And she tracked him down and just boom. And we have hardwood floors.
Yes.
Head on the hardwood floor is a total disaster.
Yeah, dog.
But it was a good tackle. And he didn't fumble the football or fumble the shoe either. I was pretty impressed
by
both of them.
That's amazing that he knows how to annoy his sister already.
Oh, he's an expert at it.
That's awesome.
He copies her. You know,
oh,
like
that makes even
little
that,
kid
that,
copy
that,
your
that makes
words.
Her even more mad.
Yeah, he copies whatever word she says. He just copies it and looks at her and smiles.
Oh, boy.
Dude, little kid. He's got little brother pest energy coming out of his pores.
He's
it's
gonna
great.
It's gonna be. I'll tell you this, and this is the thing that like with Kai and Isaiah, they're 2 years apart. Like keep the markers away. Mm. He colored her one time.
Oh.
Yeah. Colored the guy's forehead one time.
Yeah, no, he definitely wants to do that.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about her to him.
Oh, she. She's sneaky, though.
Yeah.
But the problem is he's really, he talks pretty good, but he's getting really good to be, really close to being able to say pretty much everything.
Uh-huh.
And they'll be in the playroom, you hear, boom, cry. You pushed him down.
Right.
I know what you did.
Right.
But then she'll be like, I didn't push him down. Ask him. And he can't talk yet.
He can't defend himself.
But he can't like form a case against his sister
right.
yet. I keep telling her, like, look, you're like, he's 3 weeks away from being able to snitch. So push him down as many times as you can before whatever. But he's about to be able to tell on you really quickly. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock.
She hit me.
Hit me. Lily hit. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. I love when a question gets you the exact answer that you were looking for. That's when we had Raheem on the first day of training camp a couple weeks ago and just asked him about, like, hey, how many young guys on this defense are going to have to be contributors? And he listed all of them. Obviously, the four guys they drafted this year. But a lot of the guys they drafted last year are basically rookies, too.
Your second, your third rounder from last year. Your fourth rounder from last year.
Dorless hadn't played yet.
Yeah.
Trice hadn't played yet. Rook hadn't played much.
Pretty much, like, Andy, all of your draft picks that were defense have got to contribute this year.
Yeah, and pretty much all of them were the last 2 years.
Last 2 years. All of them got to figure out a way to contribute. Like, one thing about Brick, Jeff Albrecht, he's a hell of a defensive coordinator. He's really, really able. We spoke to him about what happened as far as, you know, just being rushed into this head coaching thing. It was a surprise, was solid. And so the defense took a struggle, took a hit up there in New York with all the talent. Jeff Albrecht, and I know a lot of people were like, when Rod hired, like, oh, it was a comfortable hire. It's a comfortable hire, but it's a hell of a hire. Jeff Albrecht's a hell of a DC.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a hell of a DC.
I always sort of squint my eyes when people say that because it's like, well, of course he knows him.
Yes.
He hired him.
Yes.
Like most of these guys that make hires, they've worked with them before. That's kind of how it works.
It does work like that, but sometimes, you know, never mind. Anyway.
I just think people say that to be negative.
I do too. He's a hell of a DC, and it's going to be one of those things. He's an attacking style coordinator. He's going to bring it. You know what I mean? He's going to bring it. Now, the biggest thing when you are a bringer, you got to be able to hang on in the back end. Damn.
When you're a bringer?
Like a blitz, man.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. When you're a pressure team, you got to be able to hold up.
You want to hold on to the back end.
Yeah, you got to hold up in the back end.
Okay.
As far as
I love holding the back end when I'm bringing it.
Against corners and safeties, all right? Against corners and safeties, you got to be able to hold up, all right? Against those type of pressures that he wants to bring. Now, the biggest thing to take away from the pressure is you want to be able to pressure with your front. You want to be able to press. Now, they.
I'm sorry, man.
Come on, man.
I know, I'm sorry. You're saying really good, valuable football
Come on, man. My
mind's in the gutter. You do. You have to be able to pressure with your front.
Yes. All right. I'm done.
No, don't be done. It was good. Don't look at me. I need to grow. I need to grow up. Got to grow up.
You want to be able to get pressure with your front four. Mm-hmm. You drafted pressure players. All right. Yeah. You got retaining pressure players. You brought another pressure player in. So you're basically banking all of this on this outside rush. But as we talked to John Abraham, we overheard John Abraham talking.
We should talk to John Abraham. That'd be a good idea.
He sneak listens. I know he's listening right now because I always repeat everything I said. But I think we should be able. I think they should be able. They got to fix that part of it too. Now, there's certain, like, whenever Joe Patrick or Garrett or somebody, when they tweet something, I always listen because I trust their opinion. Somebody else was talking about it. I can't remember who was up there. Was talking about how good the interior of the defensive line looked against the run.
Oh, good.
And I was like, oh, good. I didn't see that part.
Yeah.
But that is what you look for tonight, because all those guys that we're going to watch, at least 10 to 12 of the guys that we're going to watch tonight on defense are going to be contributors this season?
Yeah. Honestly, the only guys that you're not going to see play tonight defensively are Jesse Bates, AJ Terrell, Onyemata, Caden Ellis, those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, Leonard Floyd. For sure. But, like, you know.
Everybody else is going to play.
Most of these guys are going to play tonight, which is great.
I know we were talking about Divine Diablo. Okay. Well, this is the thing about it was, you asked me yesterday, is he going to play? I was like, no, he ain't going to play your starter now. He might play tonight.
He might play tonight.
You never know. He's the one. He's
kind of hope he does too, because he's been getting rave reviews at camp, just as far as all the stuff he could do.
Yeah, and so, I mean, that's why I was saying at least 10 to 12 of these dudes tonight that are playing on the Falcons defense are going to be in the rotation, especially the front guys. Those guys are going to be in there. And then you look at is it still a battle for the safety position opposite of Jesse?
I think so. Yeah.
So when you look at this Helen play tonight, because, you know, he got hurt last year in the preseason, but he's been full go. Mm-hmm. He's competing for that job opposite of Jesse. So, yeah, there's he play.
Yeah, you're going to see all the draft picks tonight from this year, including the two first rounders. You're going to see the guys from last year that we wanted to see. Some of the other guys, like you just mentioned, that are competing for those secondary spots. You know, as much as we talk about who you're not going to see, you're going to see a lot of
you're going to see a lot of guys,
which, like, is
Falcons,
really fun.
The Falcons, I would think maybe 15 guys that don't dress tonight. Mm-hmm. The whole starting offense, Tyler Algiers, so that's 12.
Yeah. Obviously Mooney, but the starter.
Yeah. Ray Ray.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Even Kadarrell Hodge probably won't play tonight.
No, Kadarrell Hodge playing.
You think he will? Just special, because of special teams?
Yeah.
Okay.
They play some receiver.
And a little receiver too?
Yeah. But those guys, Kyle's not playing. And I think defensively,
who leads them in receiving tonight? David Sills. I'm picking David Sills.
You play David Sills. I'm gonna go with guy who's on this week.
Casey Washington.
I'm gonna go with Casey.
Okay.
I think they like Casey.
I do too.
I think they like Casey.
I think, as it stands right now, if they made the cut.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today, I think he'd be the sixth guy.
Yeah.
But okay. I don't know. Sills could still get it. No, they really like Casey Washington.
That was a hell of a catch you made.
It was. All right. We'll see what Smoke and Joe thinks. He's been up there every single day. He'll be in the building tonight as well. He's our Falcons insider for 92.9 The Game. We'll talk to him after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Said it twice, so you knew.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.